CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so do you remember that good old funny, not so funny little thing that people sometimes do to their partners called the Dutch oven?
Excuse me?
I knew you were going to laugh.
Oh no, am I ready to know what?
Do you know what
the
Dutch oven
is?
Amanda doesn't know what it is either. You guys are in for a fun time.
All right, Gareth, break it down.
No, you break it down. You're the one who brought it up.
Is
I'm
it
not
something
suddenly...
sexual?
No.
Oh, you don't know what a Dutch oven is?
No.
Basically, if you and a partner are in the bed together, under the duvet, and you then rip one, you let one loose, then what you do is you cover your partner so that they are trapped underneath the duvet so that they are forced to smell.
People actually do that.
Yes, yeah. People do that because they think it's funny.
That is all sorts
of
nasty.
It is funny. It's really funny if it's not you having it done to you.
Someone gets
it's
sick.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, would you believe a bunch of researchers from the University of... wow. Oh.
You're gagging.
No, because that's not a fart. That's something different.
That's a diarrhea fart, girl.
Would you believe a bunch of researchers from the university... from the University of... And I think it's Exeter. I'm not sure. Anyway, they're in London. Who have said that actually a Dutch oven couldn't... Might not be the worst thing for your health.
What?
One of the researchers involved is Dr. Mark Wood, and he says, although hydrogen sulfide is well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and in our farts, it is naturally produced in the body and could in fact be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases. Hydrogen sulfide is one of the gases released that provides farts with their awful smell, but also gives them various health benefits, according to Dr. Mark Wood. Researchers found that the microbial byproduct can actually reduce the risk of various life-threatening illnesses like cancer, heart attacks, and strokes.
Farts can cure cancer?
Reduce. I think the word here is reduce the risk, not cure. As well as preventing arthritis and dementia in old age.
Oh, that's my word.
Dr. Mark Wood adds that they help to preserve mitochondria, which drives energy production in blood vessel cells, and regulate inflammation. So, these guys are basically saying, hey man, having somebody fart in your bed and then trapping you under that smell is not the worst thing for your health.
Really?
I will punch you in the throat if you try that.
But yeah, this person is potentially reducing your risk of...
In your throat.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, hey, honey, I care about your health. No. No.
Oh, that smell.
CliffCentral.com.